Podcast, the podcast where we're going to talk about sports and anything else that pops into our head. I'm Rocky Persinger. Today I'm joined, as always, by my best buddies, Matt Sayre, Brent Pickens. How's it going this morning, guys?
Pretty good.
Great.
All right, so today on the show, we got something kind of special for you. We're going to, since it's a little slow this week and we're right on the cusp of March Madness, we're going to count down our top 10 sports movies of all time. So how this is going to work, basically we have all three went our separate ways and come up with our own specific top 10 lists, and we've been shit-talking each other all week about it, but none of us know the other's list, so it's going to be kind of cool. Basically how this is going to work, one person will go through their bottom five, then we'll all three do our bottom five. After that, we'll trade one apiece until we get to number one. Once we've put together the top 10 list, we'll put our list together and put together the show's list. And so also, I just want to give credit real quick. I listened to a podcast called The Top 10 Show on the Schmoes Know Network. And they do top 10 movie-related things. And they when they have a three-man show, they do it exactly like this. So we're kind of paying homage to them today. So without further ado, I'm just going to get right into it here. I mean, I don't know if anybody wants to go first, but I mean, I can rattle them off here.
Go for it.
All right. So number 10 on my list, D2, Mighty Ducks.
Okay.
Anybody else got that on there?
They almost made it. Okay. I almost had a Mighty, but yeah, it was going to be D2 though.
D2's, but yeah.
Yeah, that was going to be the one that made it though.
So, okay.
Do an honorable mention for me if that one.
Yeah, so there we go. So it's Pickens' number 9. But so, you know, this movie came out in the 90s when we were coming up. You know, Emilio Estevez, he's the man. Gordon Bombay.
Bombay, that is a hockey name right there.
I almost kind of look at, you know, the first Mighty Ducks in this one. I mean, I do like this one better, but it's almost like they're one movie. Yeah. I mean, it just kind of goes together. D3, they went a little wild card with it.
Yeah.
You know. But, you know, it's been a while since I've seen D2. But, you know, I had to put it on the list.
I watched the first one recently. I couldn't find that. I think it's on Netflix, maybe. But the second one I couldn't find on there. It is one I have to go back and rewatch again, though. I love those movies growing up.
I got that on VHS. Do you know how many times we watched it? Me and Billy watched that.
I mean, you know, so we'll just talk about the movie here a little bit. You know, Bombay rolling back after the mighty victory in the first movie. You know, and the kids are a little older. They're all back, which is pretty cool. You don't really see that in you know, kids sequel movies very much.
Yeah.
But then there's some new, you know, some new players in there. This is the one where they got the girl that was the goalie,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. 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 She didn't get to play till the final game, which didn't make any sense.
Well, because she was badass because fucking Goldberg.
Goldberg should have been in defense or something.
Goldberg should have been on the bench. Man just eats and... In the first one, he's standing in the
can't even stand up.
He can't even stand up at the goal, and then he's scared of the puck like a little bitch. I mean, it's a little ridiculous.
It was.
By the second one, he's kind of coming around a little bit, but
yeah, but like I remember when they introduced the new people that they were putting on the Bombay's team, the Ducks, and they're like, yeah, she hasn't given up a goal in so long. It's like I don't know how you. I mean, she should be starting over. Goldberg.
I guess it was because it was in the 90s. There was sexism going around.
I'm guessing.
Even with 12-year-old girls.
Yeah, you're allowed to say no to that. It's kind of like Little Giants with the girl. She had dressed like a boy. Kicked all their asses, though.
The fridge, man.
The fridge. Yeah, that was it.
Little Giants, not on my list.
No, not on my list.
No.
Also not on my list, which my mom put on her list, The Big Green. Have you ever seen this movie, the soccer movie?
Is that the thing you sent us?
The fucking soccer movie with the fat kid from The Sandlot.
So, no, never saw that.
All right, here we go. Number 9, Cool Runnings.
Okay.
One of my favorite sports movies of all time.
That was a good one. It did not make the list.
I have a confession. I've never seen it.
You've never seen Cool Running?
No. You've seen Cool Running?
I've seen it a million times, but like not actually watched it. Like,
all the way through.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
It's all right for me.
I get John Candy.
That's well, that makes it.
It does.
You got John Candy in a movie.
He was a code.
That does make it. John Candy's the
main John Candy fan.
Why?
What's your beef?
I just don't find him entertaining.
Great Outdoors. Uncle Buck.
I've watched Uncle Buck. I laughed zero times.
How did you laugh? Oh my God. How did you laugh zero times? Uncle Buck.
I don't think you've seen it.
Yeah, I have.
I don't think you have.
I have seen it.
If you laugh zero times, you haven't seen it.
You haven't seen Uncle Buck. He pulls up to the well, we're not even talking about sports movies.
See, you knew this was gonna happen though.
He pulls up to the school and
the car's all smoking,
it backfires. The kid comes out and he's like making out with his niece or whatever, and Uncle Buck pulls a hatchet out of the fucking back of the
He just don't get me. Hilarious. I don't know what it is.
He's flipping a pancake with a pizza
he is.
Paddle.
I mean, I don't know. That's just not. That's hilarious. That don't entertain me.
Macaulay Culkin's in there.
The hell? Macaulay Culkin. All right.
See, I know more about Uncle Buck than I know about sports movies.
That's real.
This is a John Candy list.
John Candy is the man. Okay. But number nine on my list, Cool Runnings. So, you know, since Matt's never seen it, I'll kind of, you know. Okay, basically, John Candy's an old bobsled Olympian, and he's... He's living down in Jamaica, based on a true story.
I know it is.
John Candy's living down in Jamaica, just trying to mind his own business when these, you know, four failed track athletes decide that they're going to go try to get in the Olympics somehow, some way. And they go to their good buddy, John Candy, who tells them to fuck off at first.
He does.
And then they start training, you know, to be the Olympic bobsled team, and they make it because they're the only Olympic bobsled team in Jamaica.
The best part is when they're training, and they're right. They got the bobsled on wheels.
It's like a soapbox derby. Yeah,
they're riding down this hill, and then the wheels fall off of it.
And they almost die. But you know, John Candy's training them, and then they get to the Olympics, and they're trying to be like the Swedish. I think it's a Swedish, wasn't it?
I think so.
I think it's the Swedish bobsled team, which is probably a really good bobsled team. I don't watch bobsled very much, but except when I watch Cool Runnings.
That really was a good movie.
You know, but I mean, all I got to say, feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme. Get on up. It's bobsled time. That's fucking awesome. That's an awesome say. The movie is great.
It is.
At the end of the movie, they crash right at the finish line. They were setting a world record pace. Their old sled came apart. I can't remember if somebody sabotaged it. They lose.
I can't remember who sabotaged it. But
somebody sabotaged it, but they...
Because the whole time they're making fun of because of a Jamaican bobsled team.
And
then they found out they were legitimate contenders. I mean, they could hang with the best in the world.
It's a real emotional moment at the end. They crash their bobsled, and then they get out of it. They're like, "Are you dead, man?" And they're like, "No." And
don't they pick it up and carry it across the line?
They get out of the bobsled. They pick it up on their shoulders and carry it across the line. Based on a true story, you can't make this shit up, man.
You can't. It's
a great fucking sports movie, an underdog's tale if I ever saw one, and a wild card on my list.
Okay. All right.
Number eight, The Replacements.
Okay. It was a close for me.
I had it on seven.
Yeah.
Pickens got it at number seven, so we can talk about it.
I almost put it in, yeah.
On that. Yeah. Keanu.
Keanu does not make a bad movie.
Yeah, it's hard to go against Keanu.
He doesn't.
I mean, you know, he's down on his luck, old football player, had an injury. He's
playing football in the bottom of the ocean.
That's true.
With his old trophy.
And then all of a sudden, you know, the NFL goes on a strike. They need these scrub players to come in. And Keanu is, of course, one of those guys. And then he turns out being fucking Brett Favre.
kind of is.
I mean, he's blatantly Brett Favre. Gene Hackman, I believe, is the coach.
Gene Hackman.
And they bring in that,
because I guess the strike was almost over toward the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, because they were bringing back the players.
He's like, he's not my quarterback. And the halftime, I think it's halftime, and Falco comes back.
Yeah, he comes back because he's sitting at the bar.
Yeah,
because he's decided that,
that's right.
He's decided that it's all over, you know. And the love interest in the movie, she was in a lot of '90s movies.
Yeah.
I can't remember her actual name.
That quarterback they bring back, he's like, "They'll fire your ass." Hackman's like, "It won't be the first time." Oh, it was awesome.
But you know, there's a lot of characters in that movie. The Mexican crazy guy.
Yeah,
he's pretty fucking badass. Well,
Nigel the kicker.
Nigel the kicker.
Yeah. He's smoking.
Yeah, he's got the cigarette in his mouth as he's kicking the field goal.
I love when they were introducing it, and the safety. They're like I guess they had John Madden as commentary.
Maybe it was Al Michael.
I can't remember.
It was Madden.
But he's like, "Oh, I don't have anything about college about him. It just says the correctional."
Yeah, I think that's the crazy fucking Mexican guy.
Is Favreau in that movie? John?
Favreau is in that movie. He's like a crazy linebacker.
Is
that who it is from the correctional?
No, this is a safety. This is
you're talking about the black guy in the movie.
Yeah.
Well, it's not weird.
Black guy.
Yeah, the badass safety.
Yeah.
He's like laying hits. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because him and the fullback.
At the last of the game,
the fullback, he comes in on offense and they're blocking for it. I don't know.
Because Favreau's he was in jail, right? And the other guy was the guard?
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is why I bring y'all along, because this is my number eight, and I don't even remember this shit.
I love it.
Favreau. But, so Favreau now, you know, he's going to do a Star Wars movie. The guy did.
Yeah, he did Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Yeah.
He's a huge megastar now, but you see him in movies. You see him in movies like this. It's kind of cool. Number seven, Happy Gilmore. Right on there.
I didn't hit my list.
I did not make my list.
I love this fucking movie. So
I do love the movie, though. I mean,
it's a golf movie. It counts.
It does count. I didn't really think about it.
So Happy Gilmore. My story of that is, I had me and my best friend when I was growing up. We're not so close anymore, but went over his mama's house one night, and he was like falling asleep, and he's like, "Oh man, you ever seen Happy Gilmore?" I was like, "No." So he pops it in, the VHS player, and I watched it on this little, 19-inch tube TV. I was, 10, 12, somewhere around there. And I had never laughed that fucking hard at a movie.
Yeah, originally when it came out, yeah, it was extremely funny. Which I still like it. If it's on, I'll watch it.
I lost my shit with the Mista lady. Mista, get me out of here. He has an Arby's bag in the in the car, and he's like, "Here, take it, leave me alone."
I like Ben Stiller in it.
Ben Stiller is hilarious.
He's like, "Can I have a warm glass of milk? You can have a warm glass of shut the hell up.
You just pulled landscaping.
Now
duty.
You will go to sleep, or I will put you to sleep."
And throughout the whole way, you see Happy, and she'll be like, and he'll pop up and be like, and cut his throat or something. I love it.
Yeah, he's great in that.
The Shooter McGavin, the guy who plays Shooter, is just awesome.
Yeah.
Gosh, I can't think of the big guy with the nail in his head.
He's
chasing.
He actually recently passed away, I think.
Oh, really?
He's a big guy.
Yeah,
he was a huge dude. But yeah, I can see it. I can see it.
This is where, I got to put a disclaimer out there for the internet, right? If this is my personal, this is all of our personal top 10 lists.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Happy Gilmore is probably not even, it's probably not even going to make the top 50 for most people, but, you know, it's my list. I love the movie. I think it's fucking hilarious. I actually like it better than Billy Madison. It's my number one Adam Sandler film.
Oh, yeah.
You know? just the way, you know, and he can hit a ball like 400 yards or whatever, and now you're actually seeing guys in the PGA doing that.
Yeah.
Like one fucking crazy dude with a long ass drive, you know, he's hitting fucking, you know, eagles on a par five like it's nothing and shit. So, you know, so Happy Gilmore setting trends for, I like to think that these PGA players watch this movie and they're like, I gotta drive it 400 yards.
Well, did you see a couple of them actually did the happy, like, putt when they hit it?
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of the, I mean, it was some big guys' names. Yeah, and they actually, you know, took a little run at it like Happy did.
I like the hockey stick putter. Also, note to mention that he is the only guy who's ever tried to take his skate off and stab someone in minor league hockey.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, that's who. He originally was a hockey player. Yeah,
at the beginning, he's like, I'm a hockey player. She's like, well, what team do you play for?
Can't skate.
The his coach, Stubbs, I think.
Stubbs.
Yeah, which is hilarious. Damn gator bit my hand off. And then, Happy gets the gator back later in the movie. Shooter McGavin's trying to putt, and he's calling the guy. He's like, how am I supposed to putt when there's naked bikers having sex off the back nine? Which is, you know, hilarious. At the end of the movie, of course, you know, Happy Gilmore wins. He saves his grandma's house. They all live happily ever after. And then they play Tuesday's Gone by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yep.
Which was, you know, I'm not a big Skynyrd fan, but that song is pretty damn amazing. Yes. And especially it fit. And, you know, people get all sad when they think of that song, but, you know, I think about Happy Gilmore. And it makes me laugh every time.
Just a little side note, I don't like the Water Boy.
Well, see, now it's on my honorable mentions.
Okay, I never cared for it, I guess. Maybe at first, but like now if I rewatch it, I'm like, this is really stupid for me. I don't know what it is.
I like it in that group of guys. It's like Grandma's Boy for me. I love Grandma's Boy.
Grandma's Boy. Yeah.
You know, I just those same group of guys, but then Grandma's Boy, they added Nick Swardson, just made it like 1,000 times better. But all right, so number six, this might be a little low on the list for some people. My number six is Remember the Titans.
Okay, that's on my list.
Is it top five? Okay, so that ladies and gentlemen, is what on the Top 10 show they call a punt.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about it later when Matt brings up his top five movies.
Okay.
So that is my 10 through 6. Now we're going to switch over to Matt. He's going to run his 10 through 6.
All right. Get out of here.
Don't be looking at the list. No spoilers here.
Number 10 on my list, and Rocky watched this last night, which is Warrior.
I'm surprised that's actually number 10.
It's probably 9, 8, 7, and 6.
Don't get too ahead of yourself. It might come through like that.
So let's talk about this movie. Brent has famously never seen the movie.
And I won't watch it. Out of spite.
So what happened here, a couple years ago it was on Netflix. Matt tells Brent and I both, hey, this is a great movie, you gotta watch it. You know,
may have been longer than 2 years ago, though.
It may have been a few movies.
Movie came out in 2011, actually.
So it may have been four or five years ago now.
Yeah, it did. I don't think it got a lot of stuff when it came out. I don't think there was a whole lot about it. So I mean, I don't even know how I stumbled upon it. But Tom Hardy's in it, and he's beating people up, so I'm watching it.
Yeah, Tom Hardy, Joel Edgerton is his brother.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know who plays their dad in the movie, but he's fucking great.
Oh, gosh. I can't. The guy from. He played in Blue Chips. The coach in Blue Chips.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't think of his name right now, but yeah. He's been in all kinds of stuff.
I'm going to be a fact checker here real quick. I'm going to pull up IMDb and see what. But Matt, go ahead and talk about this movie. Why do you love it so much? What's going on with it?
Okay, well, Tommy is the main character in it. That's Tom Hardy. And he's a former, was he Marine, I believe, or something like that. And he gets discharged, or he leaves.
He leaves. Which you don't really know that until the end of the movie.
Yeah, you kind of don't really know what's going on. But he goes back to see his dad.
Nick Nolte. Fucking Nick Nolte. Yeah, I don't know why I couldn't think of that. We should have known Nick Nolte.
But on the other hand, so there's another brother. There's a big UFC tournament kind of deal. I don't think it's actually UFC, but they have just a big mixed martial arts tournament.
It's the top 16. It's supposed to be the top 16 fighters in the world.
Like welterweights,
Yeah. And, you know, so they Tom Hardy's character goes into this old shitty gym to work out, and apparently in the ring, and you've probably seen, a lot of people have probably, even if you haven't seen the movie, you've probably seen this clip on YouTube of where Tom Hardy's working out in the gym. The number two welterweight in the world is in the ring working out. He knocks out his sparring partner, and they need somebody to spar with him. Tom Hardy comes in and just absolutely wrecks just the fuck.
His ass.
He just absolutely wrecks this fucking guy. And so the video goes viral. So then there's this, you know, the tap out crew or whatever has put together this top 16 fighters. And since he just beat the number two fighter in the world, the trainer at the gym pulls some strings and gets him into it.
On the other hand, his brother is just trying to save his house.
Right. His brother is a physics teacher. Yeah, and they don't talk anymore because they had this big falling out apparently over their mother.
Yeah.
Apparently, the Joel Edgerton is the older brother, and he deserted Tom Hardy and left him with his dying mother.
Yeah.
To become to run off with Jennifer Morrison, who plays Tess Conlon here, plays Joel Edgerton's wife, which is she's the from House. A lot of people probably know her from House. Yeah.
Do you watch House?
I've seen it.
I know a lot you did. I watched a few.
But it's the blonde chick from House. And she's really good in this movie, too. Just that, you know, Joel Edgerton is a physics teacher. He's fighting on the side.
He's like sneaking away to fight.
Sneaking away into the parking lot of a strip club to do a fight. Somebody's dad at the school sees it and, you know, says, well, we can't have teachers at strip clubs fighting, and he gets suspended from his job. So at that point, he starts training. At the gym he goes to, there's a really top fighter there, too. That fighter gets hurt.
That's what it was. Yeah, I was trying to figure out the way he snuck into the...
Yeah, since I just watched this last night, it's fresh in my head. So, you know, then they both get into this 16-man tournament in Vegas, and they all go. Then it unfolds to the two brothers meet in the final match. But special shout-out to Kurt Angle in this movie is Koba.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Which Koba is like the ape from the Planet of the Apes movie, like the bad ape.
Yeah, I don't even think he talks in it, does he? He doesn't have a speaking line.
He's supposed to be the fighter from Russia.
Russia, yeah.
But it's a really, really good movie. The end kind of, you don't really know what's going to happen at the end, but you still kind of feel good about it. So, you know, I shouldn't have put off watching that movie too long. If I had watched that movie 4 or 5 years ago, it might have been into my top 10 because, you know, just all the movies I've put into my top 10, I've seen them a thousand times.
You gain more respect for them.
Yeah.
If we want to move to number 9, I got another combat sports.
Let's do it.
I put The Fighter as number 9. I'm a huge Mickey Ward fan. I always was. Him and Arturo Gatti, their trilogy is my favorite fights of all time.
Yeah.
So I was real excited. And I'm a huge Wahlberg fan. So I was real excited for that movie. And it didn't disappoint me. I was impressed.
I thought it was great. It was a little slow at times.
Yeah.
Pickens, have you seen The Fighter?
I've seen parts of it. I haven't seen the whole thing.
Here we go again. Oh, what? You need to watch it. I actually got it on DVD. I'll let you rent it. I'll let you borrow it.
I'll let you rent it. $3.99 for
$12 a week until you watch it. If it's anything like Warrior, you owe me $1 million.
It hasn't been that long.
It's been pretty long. But anyway, yeah, it's like this true story of Mickey Ward and his come up through boxing.
And it, his brother.
His brother, yeah. It's actually almost more about his brother, Dickie, than what's Mickey.
But. It is, you know, his brother played by Christian Bale. I think this got him an Oscar nom.
Yeah, I think it did. It was incredible.
It was an incredible performance. He plays a drug addict. And it's really layered character. He's not just a, you know, asshole bad drug addict. Like there's there's times where he comes off of it and he's like a sincere, you know, he's training his brother and it you know.
I like when they're trying to find him, and like the mom and stuff, and they all show up to that house, the crack house, and he like jumps out the back into the dumpster. And he was like, I just got here. I don't know what happened. So there's like comedy in it too. Like, but yeah, it's that's a good one for me.
Yeah, great movie. Also, I don't know if it's on anybody. I doubt it's on anybody's list. It kind of reminds me, Southpaw. Have you guys seen Southpaw?
Yeah, Southpaw's good.
I don't know if that's on anybody's list, but
it didn't crack it only because boxing. I have a lot, and it was close. I like the movie a lot, though.
There's gonna be a lot of boxing movies in this top 10. You know, period. But Southpaw was great too, and it dealt with Jake Gyllenhaal. I mean, I don't know if the man, he should have got an Oscar nom for that, because that was sick.
He got
shredded
for that, too.
He got completely shredded. So it's kind of in that vein for me.
Yeah.
You know, the fighter, but.
The Mickey Ward aspect puts it over the top for me, because I was always a fan.
And, you know, Marky Mark.
Yeah.
Which is another movie, you know, Pickens trying to shit on Marky Mark for being an NBA slam dunk contest judge. The man's a boxer, Mickey Ward.
Yeah.
That's a true story, Mark Wahlberg.
It's Mark Wahlberg's true story.
Whatever.
Remember when he beat Arturo Gatti? Remember that?
Jeez. Amy Adams also.
Amy Adams,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, she gets naked in that movie. Pickens, if you want to watch it. Okay.
All right. Well, I guess that's all Pickens has to say about the fighter, so we'll move on to Matt's number 8.
Well, let's continue with the Mark Wahlberg trend. I put Invincible at number 8.
You put Invincible in there.
I did.
It's a slow movie. It's good.
It's a little slow. It's just, I don't know, being a true story and what it is, I know that they kind of embellish, I think, a little bit as to the impact he had on the Eagles, maybe.
Yeah, well, then you see the end of it, and it shows, like, his career, like, stuff. It's like...
Yeah, but...
It's like, I don't even know why they made a movie. I mean, it was kind of sad.
But he came from nothing, though.
I understand, you know? But he played, like, 2 seasons.
He played
17 games.
Hey, that'd be like one of us, though, going to try out for the Eagles and making it.
That's true. Well, he was in shape, though.
Well, that doesn't matter.
It kind of matters.
I mean, it doesn't matter. That's not the only thing.
It's not the point of the movie.
Yeah, anyway. Jeez. Wahlberg's losing everything in the movie. I forget the actual characters. What's his actual name? Do you remember it?
Papali.
Yeah.
Vince
Papali. Yeah. He's losing everything. His girlfriend leaves him.
Yeah, that was kind of messed up.
Yeah. He's got holes all in his apartment walls.
It does.
He's playing like street football.
His dad too. Like at the end, you know, when kind of the point where his dad's like, just because I didn't think you would make it, didn't mean I didn't want you to make it.
And that kind of
got you, you know, because
it's
an awesome story. It really is.
I mean, I gotta be honest about Invincible. I'll probably just let y'all handle it, because I think I've only seen it like once. I did watch it all the way through. I thought it was pretty decent, but I wasn't a huge fan.
I thought it was so awesome where they recreated the old stadiums and the game, and they were actually showing
clips. That was cool.
Yeah, that was pretty neat.
I don't know. I really like that movie. It just it was slow at times.
Really, I respect the Marky Markness of it. You know, Wahlberger.
I mean, if it wouldn't have been Marky Mark, we'll see. But I really like the movie, I've seen it probably 10 times.
There is a Marky Mark factor in movies that
there
just
is.
Bump it up for
there
me.
There is. I think that's it for him, though. I mean,
well, in sports movies, probably. But
yeah, I think that's all for him on the list.
But you know, he's at least on your list. I mean, we don't know what Pickens is going to pull. I mean, he might consider Shooter a sports movie. I mean, I don't know.
That was
a damn good movie.
I almost did, because shooting is an Olympic sport.
That's true.
So I thought about it.
Shout out to the West Virginia University rifle team. They've got like 57 national championships. I don't know. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, I heard they're really good.
Everyone just assumed.
We've got more guns per capita than anywhere else, I think, but... Yeah, the West Virginia University rifle team, shout out. National champions again, I think, this year.
I could go pick somebody off the street right now, probably compete in that.
That's true. Well, to be fair, they do kind of shoot pellet rifles, so I don't know how much I really count it. But all the other colleges are shooting pellet rifles, too. So, I mean, fuck it.
Pellet rifles?
Yeah.
That's kind of lame.
They're not like, it's not like they're shooting a .30-06 or something. See, that's what I think should happen at the National Rifle Competition. Sunday morning smack talk, National Rifle Competition talk here. But I think they should have to storm a beach with bullets whizzing over their head.
And then that would up the stakes.
They have to take out a pillbox with a .30-06 and their fucking nerves. That's what they got to do.
That's what you need here.
So, I mean, that would be my National Rifle Competition. But shout out to WVU doing great things there.
All right, let's move on. What are we at, number seven?
Number seven.
I got He Got Game. Anybody?
It was good.
I love that movie.
It was a good movie.
Denzel and Ray Allen. Denzel's in prison. Ray Allen plays his son, Jesus Shuttlesworth. He's the number one prospect.
Going to be honest here, never seen the whole movie.
Damn, it's good.
It really is good.
Yeah, I just need to get
on
that.
I've seen something other. Did you know that Ray Allen wasn't the original pick for that?
Who was it?
It was Kobe.
Really?
He turned it down. Yeah.
Hmm.
Seen it the other day.
It might have been number four if Kobe.
It might have been.
Kobe had accepted that. I'd probably put it one. But Denzel's just Denzel in it, you know.
He's
incredible. He's got an afro.
And were they playing at the end of it?
Yeah.
And were they playing Rucker Park or something?
I think so, yeah.
And it's at night. The lights are on. It starts 1-on-1, and then, people see him playing, and they start coming in and watching. And it is it's great. I mean, it really is.
Yeah. I mean, he was – I forget why he was in – prison in the movie. His dad, he was real rough on him when he was a kid, harrowing and stuff. And I think he threw his mom down, the domestic dispute, right? And then
he
killed his mom.
Yeah,
but
he did. Yeah, like
he hit her, and her head hit the something. And,
table, she fell and hit her head.
Yeah, so he was in prison for that. And there's something in it with the warden of the prison is going to give him a shorter sentence if he goes to a certain college.
Yeah, if he talks him,
if he talks his son into go to a college, so he lets him out for a while to try to talk his son into.
Apparently Ned Beatty plays the warden.
But
then toward the end, he's like, he just tells him to go where he wants to.
Yeah.
And
They actually form some sort of relationship.
Well, he ends up going. The thing that pissed me off though, the kid goes there.
Every movie makes you mad at some point.
No, he actually picks the school.
Yeah.
And he don't shorten a sentence. I thought that was kind of...
Yeah. Because it's just a game.
Well, see, he was like, well, he didn't. But he got... You didn't make him
he got
decide.
Game.
I don't know. Yeah.
Jesus. Shuttlesworth.
Shuttlesworth. I thought it was cool when they gave him his name, too. And they explained why.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the number seven on my list. If we want to roll to number six.
Let's do it. Number six. What you got?
The Rookie.
The Rookie?
Yep.
Well, I mean, all right.
I thought it might be a little wild card with you guys, but that movie literally gets me every time. I don't know what it is about that movie, but I will shed a tear every time I watch that damn
movie. I haven't seen that movie in years.
I watched it probably a week ago or two, maybe 2 weeks ago. Before we started talking about the list, I watched it.
So, Dennis Quaid, right?
Dennis Quaid,
And, he's a rookie. That's all I got on that fucking
what
movie.
You don't remember?
That's all I got. I don't remember it, dude. It's been years.
One of the only parts I remember is when he's at that the speed sign.
Yeah.
The mile per hour. And he's like, he grabs the ball and he throws it and it says 65.
Yeah.
And he's like, and turns and walks away and it said 95.
Yeah, it was
the flashing light. Yeah. I do remember that.
I remember that. And but I don't remember a whole lot about
it.
He's
a science teacher, and he was a baseball coach wherever he coached the high school team.
Oh, because he talks him in. He's like, if y'all win this, then I'll try out.
Y'all go try out. Yeah, like that. And then, so he's like never threw that hard before. He had hurt his shoulder or whatever. But
so it's like the – what was the movie where the guy had hurt his shoulder and he could just like throw real quick? Remember that shit? Rookie of the Year or something? Rookie of the Year? You remember that?
It's like Disney movie. The little kid who plays for the Cubs?
Rookie of the Year.
Oh, God. No. Listen, not to be confused with Rookie of the Year. It's completely different.
It's just like that. Rookie of the Year. Just like that.
No, I'd struggle with this, but I was like, at the end of the day, that movie will make me shed a tear. So none of these other ones on the bottom have done that. So the rookie's number six.
Well, so, you know, the rookie, you know, I don't know.
All right.
I had a point there, then I forgot it. All right. So we're going to go to Pickens now. Pickens, 10 right. through 6.
Quade's a hell of an actor.
We're still running off, even though they're already y'all. Okay. My number 10 was Ali.
Ali?
Yeah.
I never watched it.
Really?
Yeah.
I wasn't a big fan of Will Smith.
Man, I thought Will Smith did an awesome job at portraying Ali. I really liked it.
Man. It's one of those ones I was want to sit down and watch one day, and I just never have done it.
Because he was, if you watch Ali when he talked trash, how smooth he was. I don't know. Will Smith did a really good job.
I liked those parts, but it really drug on for me when it was like, you know, the Vietnam protest and all that. It kind of
slowed it down. But to me, the big thing were the fights, and then, I don't know, with him and I can't remember who was Howard Cosell, but when they're back and forth. I don't know. It just reminded, I thought they did a really good job. But
I'll have to check that one out then. Since you cracked your list, I'll have to check it out.
Crack my list.
Even though you won't check out my number 10, so. Anyway,
of course, number 9 was D2, the Mighty Ducks.
Said, right. Of course, oh yeah, you guys
already talked. Yeah, we already talked about that one. So,
number 8 was Major League.
Okay, I recently just watched Major League.
I love Major League.
That's a punt. It's in my top 5.
Okay, all right.
It's in my top 5.
Okay. I recently just watched it. Well, but some advice.
It's number 5 on my list. So.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and talk about it. Because that would be the next one after Pickens.
Okay, yeah, that's true. About. Yeah, we can talk about it.
So, you know, Major League, great cast of characters. Charlie Sheen.
Had the original sniper. I can't think of his name right now.
Tom something?
Tom Berenger.
Tom Berenger.
The catcher.
Tom Berenger.
Had
Who else is in there?
Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes is in
Snipes
there.
In
there.
The manager. I thought he was so funny. Just he's always yelling at him. And,
yeah.
And Wesley Snipes wasn't supposed to be on the team, and they throw him out, and they're running the 40-yard or they're out running each other, and he goes and runs in his pajamas and outruns them.
James Gammon, who plays the manager there. Corbin Burnson, who plays he plays Roger Dorn.
Yeah.
I know this Olay bullshit.
If you're a big Psych fan like I am, he plays the dad in Psych,
which is, you know.
I love that show.
He was better in Psych than he was in Major League.
He was really good in Psych. Yeah.
But yeah, you know, it's all these jail players show up. I mean, it was a formative experience for me when they had the you know, every time they won, they took
a piece off
of the clothes or the cardboard cutout. We forgot about the main guy I wanted to mention in this movie. Dennis Haysbert.
Okay. Yeah.
Dennis Haysbert. Okay. Piss on you, Jobu. I hit it myself.
My favorite part, one favorite part was in the bar, and they're like, you saying Jesus Christ can't hit a curve? I don't know.
Well, Jobu cannot hit a curve.
He cannot. You know? They're throwing fastballs. He's just knocking them out. They're like, why is this guy unsigned? They're like, curve.
when Charlie Sheen as Ricky Vaughn comes out and he's throwing the two guys are standing beside the plate and he throws it just smashes the head off the umpire in the back.
We'll teach him some control. He's gonna kill somebody.
You know, they play Wild Thing when he comes out, which is just hilarious. Yeah. The two Indian fans in the outfield.
They're always hating on them.
Always, you know, they're always out there banging their drum. That's just Cleveland summed up for you, the Indians. You know, they had a pretty good team last year, but and they had a pretty good team in the mid-90s too.
Until they traded everybody off.
Until they traded everybody off, but you know,
got to tank sometimes.
Yeah, well, you know, the Marlins do it every 2 years. They just trade off their whole team, and then they come back and win a World Series. But you know, it's a underdog tale. You know, they come back, they win a bunch of games, they try to, you know, get the playoffs or whatever. And one of the all time great sports movies.
So,
It was not on your list, man, at all?
No. It's another one kind of like Warrior. I've watched it once in the last couple months. Like, okay. I just now watched it, so.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, okay. Sorry, I forgot.
A little fresh, man. It might take another time or two before I'd list it. But.
Yeah, that's like me with Warrior. I think I said that earlier. I'll have to watch it a few more times. Major League, to me, I grew up watching it. All-time classic. So let's see, that takes us to your number 7, Pickens? Yeah.
7 was The Replacements.
Okay, we've already talked about that. Well, you got it 6.
Now, 6 was Draft Day.
Okay,
you made the list. I'm surprised it's that low on Pickens' list.
Well, my top 5, it's kind of hard to... They were set. I couldn't... Now, 6 through 10 was, here it was hitting me. I was like, man, I'm leaving this... But anyway, my top 5 was set.
Draft Day, so full disclosure, I watched this movie yesterday because I assumed that it was going to be on Pickens' list because, he loves this damn movie. He's always talking about it. He identifies with the head coach.
Inside joke there.
I hate you both.
We don't have to broadcast it.
We might go into that a little later.
There's no need to
But Kevin Costner, another... good Kevin Costner sports movie. Chadwick Boseman, the Black Panther, plays one of the draft picks.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah. Now, my big problem with the movie is Jennifer Garner, because I just don't...
She's hard to tolerate, even look at. But
well, the man jaw, it just gets me. She kind of looks like a man, which I'm not saying that's, this gender-bending rules these days, but... For me, I can't take the man jaw and
quite a big demographic now.
Well, something about the way she just acts and the way she talks. I gotta say, she was better in this movie than she was in a lot of other movies. She played off Kevin Costner well. She didn't take any of his bullshit.
Costner carried her. That's what happened.
Well, all right.
I just love the moves he makes, and then toward the end, you're like, he's going to get fired.
Yeah.
And he even pulls in, they're getting ready to fire him. He's like, you can fire me after this day's over with.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I didn't expect it to be that good either. So yeah. I didn't go in with like real high expectations.
Oh, I saw the trailer. I thought it was going to suck. I was like, this is a dumb movie.
Yeah. I was like, Draft Day? Why is that even a movie? It doesn't make sense. But, yeah, it's got nice little twists and turns stuff, and it does kind of keep you interested.
And throughout the whole movie, it's like that, because you're like, is he going to, are they going to get rid of the aging quarterback that just come off an injury?
Yeah.
But, he's working his way back, or are they going to go with this? And I loved it because, he called the other GM, and they're like, after he passes on the quarterback, they're like, what's wrong with him? Why didn't you take him? Like, I just wasn't our guy. And then, two or three other teams passed on him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so there's a good little twist there at the end. If you haven't seen it, it's definitely worth the watch.
Yeah, we won't spoil it here, but definitely go watch it. We're at 43 minutes right now.
Holy crap.
We're halfway through. This podcast might run an hour and a half. So, fans, we're usually an hour show, but we're just going to run long today.
Apparently
just,
movies is what we do, right?
We're just going to go with it. So, but anyway, we already talked about my number 5, which was Major League. So, Matt, what was your number 5?
Oh, we got to your 6, didn't we?
We got to his 6. Yeah.
My number 5 is For Love of the Game.
Son of a bitch.
What is your problem? So, pick. Is it number 3 or higher on your list?
No, it's number 5.
Okay, it's
number
5.
No, is it really?
Okay, you're right there.
Well, that's
right.
Perfect.
So, another one of those movies, I don't know if I've really watched it all the way through.
I think, I might be wrong, Mama had it on VHS.
Yeah.
Did you? We watched it together, didn't we?
Yeah, you're the one that introduced me
to
it. Yeah,
because I originally watched it and I was like, this is an awesome movie.
Yeah.
And then Matt come over one weekend and... I was like, have you seen one For the Love of the Game? He's like, no. We watched it. And, man.
Yeah, I've seen it several times since.
It's just a heck of a story. It's an aging
picture.
Another Costner, man. He's an aging pitcher, played for Detroit. John C. Reilly's his catcher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were going to bench him. And it was a new owner took over the Detroit team. They wasn't sure if they were going to move on from Costner.
Yep.
Because he's been there his whole career.
Yep.
And so this is his pretty much, you know, he pretty much knew that he was going to hang it up after this game.
Yeah.
But he goes out and he throws, John C. Reilly hasn't had a hit in a while. He's like, John C. Reilly's going to be my catcher. And each batter that comes up, that they had a story because he's been in the league for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And man, it.
Yeah, it just kind of, it really puts you in his mindset in that last, like in that game.
It's a must watch. I mean, it shows flashbacks, like one of the flashbacks, he's cutting on a table saw. A board, it slips, and he cuts his pitching hand. Yeah, he dropped. You know, he drops the. I don't know. It's a really good story. If you haven't watched it, it is a must watch.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna have to watch it again. I think I might have saw it right when it first came out, but that's 18 years ago now. So.
Oh wow, yeah, you'd appreciate it a lot more.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It just had a lot of.
See, Pickens gives me movie ideas. I watch them, put them on my list. I give him movie ideas.
And he doesn't watch them. Won't watch Warriors.
Won't even look at them. That's what happens.
So I guess that brings us to my number four.
Yeah, I guess we'll go back to your four there.
So now if this is three or higher on your guys' list, we'll talk about it when we come to y'all.
Okay.
But it's Rocky IV.
Yep. That's higher on my list.
That's higher on Pickens.
It's not higher on my list. It's my number four.
Okay. So if that's your number four as well, because I thought it was fitting, Rocky IV.
Yeah, I did too, and it kind of fit right in there.
So we're going to skip. We'll talk about this later when it's higher on Brent's list. What's your number four, Brent?
White Man Can't Jump.
That's higher on my list.
Yep. Well, all right. So we're going to go to my number three then. It's The Sandlot.
I didn't make my list.
Didn't make either of their list. All right, so
didn't crack the code there.
Gonna be full disclosure here. This is on there because it's a nostalgic movie for me.
Yep, I understand that.
Watch it when I was growing up. Me and my dad watched it every spring when baseball was kicking off. We watch it. It reminds him of my dad of when he was a kid in the 50s, so it just it's really a nostalgic movie, and it's a really good movie too.
It is a good movie, yeah.
These kids get together, and James Earl Jones plays the guy in the outfield where there's this big dog across the fence, and they hit a home run with the Babe Ruth signed baseball, and they got to jump over the fence and get it from this dog who they call the Beast. That we don't know it's a dog at first. And, it's just a really good movie. The guy who plays the coach in Draft Day plays the dad in this. And I can't remember, what is that? I'm going to have to.
Yeah, I've been doing it all morning.
It's driving me nuts. I should be able to remember this crap.
I wish I could speak on it more. It's been so long since I've seen that movie. I couldn't speak to a lot of detail in it.
I probably haven't watched that movie since, middle school.
Yes, that was younger.
I remember that was the movie.
Dennis Leary, Jesus Christ.
Dennis Leary, yeah.
Dennis Leary. The kid takes his dad's Babe Ruth signed baseball and takes it to the Sandlot. It's just a really good movie for me personally. That's why I put it up there. That's just how she goes.
Okay.
All right, I guess we're on to Matt's number three.
My number three is, I'm going to double check. I'm pretty sure I remember it, but it's Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans. Yep. That was a punt from earlier. My number six.
Yep.
Pick where you got.
It's in my honorable mentions.
Okay.
Oh, in the honor. Wow.
I'm surprised how different our lists are.
Yeah, that's completely. Well, Remember the Titans.
Well, it was on borderline, but then I was like, the ones I had. But
Bertier, man.
Bertier.
You put it on the honorable
left side, strong side,
man. I don't know. I've seen that movie. Gosh, they may have forced us to watch it in school so much.
Yeah, so that was if we had an early out, we would come in. This tell you something about the West Virginia public school system. But if we had an early out, we would come in and the whole, in middle school, I just remember this in middle school, the whole all, there were like four classes, right, going around. Yeah. All four classes would converge into one area, and that we would just watch Remember the Titans.
Not one black kid in our school, mind you.
Not one black, but they were teaching us valuable lessons
Movie. Yeah. That was a really good movie.
Yeah, it's a heart-wrenching
Another Denzel movie and coming
Denzel.
Up.
Denzel's my boy.
I mean, yeah.
He's an acting machine. So, yeah, I remember the Titans. Big for me.
Well, that play they call at the end of the game, it just sticks with you.
Yep.
But yeah, you know, they tackle a lot of issues in that movie.
Yeah.
Sunshine shows up. You know, he's the gay kid or whatever.
He's not gay.
They were scared of his golden locks. That's what it was.
But I'm saying this is, you know.
He did kiss Bertier.
He did. Just a,
It's a big social issue movie. You know, yeah. It's the first...
Hell, and the lessons are still uphold right now.
Yeah, well, especially right now.
And when Bertier gets in the car and he hits the thing and he's in the hospital.
Yeah.
And I can't remember his name, but the guy that played the other side of him, they're like brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, only family in here. Yeah. And Julius.
Yeah.
He's like, can't you tell? He's my brother. Or brother or something.
Yeah, but, see the resemblance?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. Wood Harris is Julius.
Yeah, okay.
In that movie. And then Ryan Hurst plays Gary Bertier, who's also, he's in Sons of Anarchy, which he's really good.
Yeah, he's got the big beard in that
one. He's Opie in that movie.
He takes the brutal death in the Sons of Anarchy. The coach?
The assistant coach.
Will Patton.
Yeah, Will Patton.
Because his daughter, she's up there. Yeah. She's calling. She's getting all mad. She's like a six-year-old. Yeah. She's like, I should have run this.
And then Denzel's daughter is complete opposite.
Yeah. Right
there. Donald Faison in that movie from Scrubs.
Yeah.
He's in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he plays the guy that can't hold on to the football.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
I think... Hayden Panettiere is the little girl.
Oh, really?
That's the daughter.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think that's
the daughter.
I don't even think I put that together.
And if the part where they're in the gym, they're in the gym having the meeting, they're like, when they come back to the, Bertier and Julius, I guess, hold the meeting. And I can't think of the big guy. He was felon, and then they helped him out.
Yeah, I can't.
And then they start singing,
Well, that actor's name is Ethan Suppley. IMDb here.
Yeah.
But, he's a really good character actor. He shows up in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So
I remember him in The Butterfly Effect when he, have y'all seen that?
Never seen that movie.
Never seen it. Either.
What? Y'all should just go watch that.
It's
good.
I'm not an Ashton Kutcher movie.
I'm not.
It's an Ashton Kutcher.
That's why I couldn't get into it. I think that's why I avoided it. It was called Ashton Kutcher.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like
it. Even though I do like that 70s
show. I was going to say, do y'all not watch that 70s
show? Oh, I'll watch the 70s show.
That's like my favorite show of all time.
So. Well, there was just a stretch. When he did that Butterfly Effect movie, there was a stretch. He was like doing the punk thing or whatever.
It was in that
stretch of
shows.
I was just tired of it.
No, this one's far off of his normal stuff. It's pretty crazy. But anyway.
He's in jail, isn't he?
What is it?
Is he in jail?
In the movie?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
That's a time travel movie, right? Well, anyway,
Sorry. Yeah, all right. We're not getting into it.
I don't know if anybody wants to say anything else about Remember the Titans, but...
Speaks for itself.
Yeah. Speaks for itself. Go, if you've never seen that movie, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, how have you not seen that movie? Anyway...
So, Brent, we're at your number three.
I think y'all's gonna give me shit for this one.
Probably.
Days of Thunder is my number three.
Dude, it's an honorable mention. Like, I could
fucking love that movie.
I do. I love it.
I knew it'd be a pick.
I would feel guilty like putting it on. I know that like I don't know. I just know that they're better, but I do love it.
Yeah, but Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
His crew chief. Duvall.
Man. Oh, yeah.
Duvall's in it. Duvall, and then Robbie, I think it's, is it Robbie Burns? Is that who it is?
Yeah.
He's
played by the dude, gosh, why can't I think of his name now? He was in The Walking Dead
his brother.
Yeah.
Michael Rooker.
Michael Rooker, yeah. He was also in Mallrats, if you have seen that.
He gets we're big Kevin Smith fans here, so
he gets the stink palm in that.
I don't know, man. Just
That's great.
That movie, it just has
another one. John C. Reilly showing up in there again.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. He was in that.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that's right.
Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid.
One of the best parts. They go to the car dealership or the rental. They rent two cars.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they're racing to the hospital.
Yeah,
and like they're banging up the cars are fucking totaled by the time they get there. I don't know. That movie just has everything. Has everything. I love it.
It is a great movie. I it's an honorable. I had it wrote down.
He wins Daytona. I think it was Daytona. And they're like, what made you make that pass? And he's like, these tires were staggered special. And they were and they're like, oh, I think he has some explaining to do. These are special tires. I don't know.
That's great.
I love it.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, I just, I couldn't crack the top 10 for me. It's not that big of a... I don't know if I haven't seen it as many times as
I watched it a ton when I was a kid. Yeah. It was like, I don't know, it must have been my dad. Like, it was like always on. I love it.
That's true. Matt's dad is, a huge Dale Earnhardt fan.
Yeah.
Shout out to Daryl if you're listening.
Better somehow. Be.
Yeah. So I guess we're on to my number two then.
Okay.
And it's Field of Dreams.
Yep, that's my two.
That's picking
didn't
his
make
teeth.
My list.
Didn't make your list.
What?
I'm sorry. I don't know. It don't grab me that way.
Well, this is another movie that me and my dad will watch every spring. Before baseball kicked off. When I was a kid, I was really big into baseball. I've got every baseball card from 1990 to 2002, probably back at home. That's actually how I learned to read. Yeah, because I knew how to read when I was 3 or 4 because I could, after you could read Nomar Garcia Parra or Carl Yastrzemski, you can read, you could read anything
you
in English.
Be able to.
So, but anyway, so, Field of Dreams really just, yet another Costner movie.
Well, that's the thing. I already had a Costner baseball movie, and I was like,
Pittman's put 12 Costner
movies.
Yeah,
he's like, well,
so
it's too long ago.
But,
it is what you like, though.
So, Kevin Costner buys, everybody probably knows the plot of this, but Kevin Costner buys a cornfield. He hears voices in the middle of it. If you build it, they will come. Dude from Goodfellas shows up. That's Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Oh,
Ray Liotta.
Ray
Liotta.
Yep.
Ray Liotta shows up, and then Kevin Costner ends up going on this big journey. He finds James Earl Jones. He finds this older guy. He does this weird time travel thing. He finds Moonlight Graham, who was called up to the big leagues, but he never got an at bat. He's an old man. He's a doctor. He saved a bunch of people's lives, so it's better that he didn't play baseball, but he wanted to play that one last time. So, you've got all these ghosts showing up in the cornfield to play baseball. They, on the way back, Kevin Costner and James Earl Jones, they pick up a hitchhiker. It turns out to be this kid, Moonlight Graham, who was the old man they were just talking to. So it's this crazy time travel shit. They get back, and James Earl Jones, man, he gives this huge speech. It's one of the best speeches in all of sports movie history. People will come, Ray. They'll have to swat away the memories. They're so thick or whatever. Anyway, the speech, watch it. That's the best monologue for me in sports movies. Yeah. Then at the end, Moonlight Graham, he gets his one at bat. He has to. Kevin Costner's daughter starts choking on a hot dog. Moonlight Graham steps off of the field and becomes the old doctor again and saves her life, which I cry every fucking time that happens.
Oh yeah.
And then the house is about to be foreclosed on, the whole farm. After Moonlight Graham steps off, everybody can see the field and the players. And at the end of the movie, there's a big line of cars going out. But so for the reasons that it's great for me, if you build it, they will come. Classic movie line.
Yeah.
Ray Liotta, great as Shoeless Joe Jackson. Also, honorable mention, if you haven't seen Eight Men Out, it's about the 1919 Black Sox.
I haven't seen that.
It's kind of a documentary type movie, but it's a good movie. But it's about the Black Sox and how they got caught cheating and throwing the World Series in 1919. But the James Earl Jones speech at the end of it, that just pushes it over the top every time. And then the line of cars at the end, to me, it's just almost up there with not just favorite sports movies, but it's one of my favorite movies ever.
No doubt.
That's my diatribe about Field of Dreams. Matt, you got your number two?
Yeah, I don't know if I can compete with all that, but...
you can tell I love that movie.
Yeah, I know, you got really into it. White Man Can't Jump is number two for me.
All right.
I've seen it more than any other sports movie ever, and I love it every single time. There's not a time where I'm bored with it.
I'm not a huge fan of that movie. I don't know. It's something about it. But Wesley Snipes, Woody Harrelson, you can't go wrong there.
Yep, that's that combination.
Yeah, their back and forth was great. When Wesley's on the court and they need another guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Woody Harrelson sitting on the bench with his his hat up,
Yeah, he's got Bill up.
And
pumping up his sneakers.
Like, this guy? And he's stretching. They're like, all right, get in here. He's stretching. And they end up playing a game of horse or something, isn't it?
Yeah, they shoot from the top of the key.
They're just shooting.
They're like first to five or something.
And then they up the stakes.
Yeah.
And,
it's a classic hustle.
Yeah. Woody's like, man, I never get this lucky. He shoots it. He ends up beating him. But
yeah, it's classic. Classic hustle there. Shout out, another honorable mention for me, The Hustler, pool movie. If you consider pool a sport, I don't know. That's why it's not on the...
It is, I think. I think it would work.
It takes skill. It takes skill and it takes hand-eye coordination. But, anyway, back to White Man Can't Jump.
It's all mine. I'm a white man that can't jump also. Yeah.
Well, I can definitely relate to that. I can definitely relate to the title.
But at the end, towards the end, Woody gets up there. He catches the alley-oop. He keeps telling him the whole movie. He can dunk.
I still think they're playing on 9-foot rim.
Yeah. Well, they might be. he does throw it down. At one point, he loses a whole bunch of money.
Yeah, they bet $500,000 if he could, something like that.
Well, they won a tournament, and then he bet his winnings.
Maybe it was just $100,000, they split 50.
I thought it was only like $5,000 or something like that.
I thought it was more than that.
Oh, well, whatever it was, they bet the winnings.
Yeah.
He said, Wesley says you can't dunk, and they stop at a court. He tries three times, and he couldn't dunk it.
He could not.
So he lost his money.
Yeah, he lost his girlfriend.
Eventually loses her for the whole time because he never changes his ways.
Yep,
that's number two for me.
That's a really good movie.
All right, so Pick, your number two was my number two, right? Field of Dreams.
Oh, y'all were on the same
one. Yeah, so the number one movie for me, my number one sports movie of all time is Rocky. I had Rocky IV at number four.
Are we all just going to go ahead and agree on this?
I don't think we are, because I think Pickens is a different Rocky movie.
Yes, it is.
What?
I had a tough time with this.
You put Rocky IV number
I
one.
I did put Rocky IV number one.
I know what y'all think.
Original Rocky's supposed to be up there.
I wasn't going to be too hard on you, because it's a better movie. But
for me... The original Rocky is a better movie. Rocky IV is more entertaining.
There it is.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So I can understand why.
I can understand, too, the rewatchability of Rocky IV. It's a little bit more rewatchable than Rocky I. But I will say Rocky I, I've seen 12,000 times.
Yeah.
Gotta be. I used to just put that. I have the DVDs of 1 through 5.
Yeah.
I would, every couple months when I was a kid, just put those on, watch them all. My name's Rocky, so it doesn't hurt anything.
I really like the Rocky Balboa movie, too.
I like that movie, too. A lot of people hate that movie, but...
I really like it. And I was like, but I can't put three Rocky movies on this list.
Well, yeah. I was telling Brent earlier, there are parts of Rocky V that are amazing to me. Yeah.
There are parts of it, yeah.
If I catch it on, I watch the final fight scene every time.
The final fight scene is great, but my...
Really? Because that's the part I don't like.
What?
It should have been in a ring, honestly.
Yeah, it should have.
That's what I don't...
But he punches Paulie, and he's like, you knock him down. Why don't you try knocking me down?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then the part where he gets knocked down, and Mickey pops up on the screen. He's like, get up, you son of a bitch. Mickey loves you. I don't know.
He's back in the old gym, and Mickey has this big... That was my scene that was great from Rocky V. But Rocky One, kind of comparing it to Rocky Four, you know, Rocky One, you got to look at it at, you know, for the time it came out, which was, when did that
76?
76. Oh, I think it was 76. Yeah, 76. For the time it came out, every sports movie before then, the main character had won, and they won at the end. Rocky comes in and, you know, he trains all this. He meets his wife through Paulie. Yeah. You know, he gets a little bit rapey with her, which is the only scene.
Yeah, that was a little uncomfortable.
Yeah,
was,
you know, that always did kind of bother me.
I don't. That was the only scene in the movie. You know, Allison, my wife, we recently watched them all because I made her.
Yeah.
You know, that was the only scene where I had to explain, you know, okay, this, he gets a little rapey here, but, you know, Stallone wrote this movie, so, you know.
She wanted it.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
All right. But, so, you know, then Rocky gets to the end and he realizes, you know, nobody's giving him a shot in hell. He's hearing all these news reports of how he won't last two rounds. And, you know, he has a talk with Adrian. He wakes up in the middle of the night, the night before. He goes to the ring. They got his trunks wrong in the, you know, yeah, the big thing, which wasn't supposed to be like that. That was a mistake made genuinely by the movie, the people making the movie, and they just went with it, made it a storyline arc. But, you know, he tells Adrian, I just want to go the distance. And that's all he wants to do. He wants to last all 15 rounds. So he, you know, he does that at the end of the movie. He loses. They announce that Apollo Creed won, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because he gave it his best. He showed up. He went the distance with the best boxer in the world.
He earned Apollo's respect.
He earned Apollo's respect, kind of
a little bit,
until the second one.
Because
then we come back.
At the end of the first one, they say, I don't want no rematch. And then Apollo goes, ain't gonna be no rematch. Ain't gonna be no rematch. And then there's a rematch. As soon as Apollo starts talking shit in Rocky II, as soon as they get to the hospital.
He says ain't gonna be no rematch because he realized he might lose.
Then everybody was talking smack and stuff. So yeah. He's like, I kind of have to.
Yeah, then we crank up the second one and goes back right into it.
But I do like that Rocky I and Rocky II kind of go right together.
They do. Yeah, you can watch them back to back and watch them back to back, you know.
And then you can watch Rocky III because Mr. T's in it.
Yeah, it's still a really good one, though. Like, Rocky III is.
Rocky III is a great movie. I love it, even though
it doesn't go right along. Like, it just moves on. But it's,
Mickey dies. I cry at that shit. Even though Stallone is like,
it's hard to watch him cry.
He just straight up lies to Mickey on his deathbed. I didn't really.
Well, but I mean,
that.
You got to at that point. I mean, the man's dying.
That's a tough one there.
So then you get into, you know, so Rocky 1, 2, and 3. Rocky 1 is still clearly the best. Rocky 2 just kind of follows up Rocky 1. Then he wins at the end. So, you kind of don't know how you feel about that. Rocky 3, still a great movie. Mr. T, got a must-watch movie. Then you get to Rocky 4, which we're mid-80s at this point. We went from 76 to 85. And it is just the most 80s movie of all time.
Yeah. It's great, though.
And
everything about it is great.
Here on the Sunday Morning Smack Talk podcast, we love 80s movies, 80s cheesy action movies, except Cobra, because I can't get these two knuckleheads to watch Cobra.
I'll check it out, too. I'm pulling Pickens. I'll get on that.
I watched Warrior, so you got to watch Cobra.
Okay, that's a deal. That's a fair deal.
But, you know, Rocky IV, this, in the first one, he introduced this unorthodox training style. He's chasing chickens. Mickey's helping him and all this stuff. In the fourth one, he goes full out, you know, crazy with the unorthodox training. He's carrying a log through snow. He's in Russia. He's got a bag, a net full of rocks.
Just throw it.
Before that, though, isn't it Apollo's old trainer? He's trying to train like a block fighter.
Yeah. Yeah, he's he does a little bit. Works him on his footwork. Yeah,
and Paulie's like, you can't train him like a block fighter. He don't have
that. Was Rocky three?
Was it three?
That was three. That was three because he goes to Apollo's.
Apollo. Right. Okay. Oh yeah, that's when they hit each other at the end.
Yeah, okay. That's Rocky three. Okay. Rocky four, Apollo's dead because Ivan Drago killed him, and
he dies.
Kind of in Rocky four, he just kind of does his own thing.
Yeah, he goes out to the cabin, and he's got Polly with him.
Polly and Apollo's trainer.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah,
he has it with him. Yeah, I just remember the. Stallone is in the loft of the barn, and he's doing these sit-ups, and they're hitting him and all this shit. and then he runs, great scene. He runs out, runs to the top of the mountain. Drago! which is a great scene. He just
sprints up a mountain.
and then he gets into the fight, and this is where I kind of have a little bit of disbelief.
This part.
Because Ivan Drago punched Apollo Creed, one of the greatest boxers of all time, three times.
Yeah.
And stone cold dead.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, dead. Killed him.
He punches Stallone in the face
4,000
times. 4,000 times at full strength. And Stallone just snaps his head back and keeps going. Like, it's a little ridiculous to me.
Yeah, but it fits right in with the cheesiness. I mean, but yeah, he should be dead. I mean, if we're going by what happened to Apollo, he should. But he trained.
I don't know if he trained getting punched in the face by a steroided out Russian, which is ironic because this is Stallone at his steroid peak, just absolutely shredded.
Yeah, he was a beast in that movie, but still, like freaking Drago's like 6'5", just towers over him in the movie.
Great movie, and then the end speech, he's holding up the flag. If I could change, and yous can change, we all could change.
Towards the end, the Russians start cheering for Rocky.
Right.
They start getting into it.
Yeah, it's Pickens is number one. I don't know if you got anything else to add to that for R4.
I think, honestly, is that our highest rate at all three? Because it was R4, and his one.
Probably, yeah. I mean, I don't know if I can put it.
Did you put Rocky on the list?
I didn't.
See, he did. I don't know if Pickens knew the rules. You could put two of a franchise on there.
Yeah, I was.
Did you know that, or you just didn't do it?
I didn't know that. But
I see.
So he had to pick Rocky one or Rocky four.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I got what you.
Which I struggled with that. I had Rocky one, and then I was like, well, I mean, it's an awesome story. But
I struggle not putting Rocky four number two. I didn't want to do Rocky 1 and Rocky.
Well, I think on the show's list, so now we're going to get together here. We ran through all of our lists.
Okay.
We're going to get together and we're going to argue over what the show's list should be.
Okay.
So I think Rocky 1, since it's two number ones, I think Rocky 1 should be number one.
I'm fine with that.
Are you good with that pick?
Okay. We can.
So then I'm thinking we got to put Rocky 4 at number two.
I'm thinking the same thing because it's the only one that's in our top.
Okay, so next, Pickens and I both have Field of Dreams at two.
Yes.
Pickens, where's White Man Can't Jump on your list?
Four.
That's my number two.
So I think that since we both have Field of Dreams, Field of Dreams would be number three.
Okay.
We need to write this down somehow.
Well, I have a pad if you guys have a pen. I got a pen in my bag.
I got a red pen here. Matt's going to write down the lists here.
Okay. Number one, we have Rocky.
Number one's Rocky. Number two, we got to put Rocky four.
Yeah. We'll just continue on. Okay.
Number three, we got Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams.
I don't have White Men Can't Jump on my list, but since it's so high on both of your lists, I think White Men Can't Jump needs to come in at number four.
Okay.
Okay, now what does everybody have next that hasn't been on the list so far?
I had for the love of the game.
I have that at five also.
Okay.
You didn't have that.
I didn't have that on the list. Remember the Titans I had at six.
I have it at three.
I have my honorable mention.
Oh, gee.
So, okay. I think we're, three and five, or three and six, right? So, that's nine for love of the game, 10. So, Remember the Titans would be before for love of the game.
Okay.
On our list.
So, Remember the Titans is next.
Okay.
So, that'd be number five.
I think so. I don't know where I skipped to do this.
Oh, gee.
Oh, we're lost. Right, you guys continue on. All
right. All right. So, yeah, number five was Remember the Titans. Number six, we got to put For the Love of the Game.
Yep. With all these big, long-named movies. So
next on my list would be Major League. Pick what number was Major League for you?
I had it at 8.
Okay. Do you guys have any others in common?
I don't think.
I had Replacements at 7.
Yeah, because nobody had the Fighter, Invincible. He got Game or the Rookie.
Yeah.
So none of them, the rest
of them. See, and I got mine. Nobody had D2, Cool Runnings.
I had D2
Happy
at 9.
Gilmore.
He did have D2.
D2 at 9. So maybe we put D2 down at like 10.
Yeah, it's probably going to make it.
For right now, I think Major League is next.
Major League have to go next, yeah. At 7. We're going to have to figure out an agreement on one here, I think. Gosh.
What did you have Replacements at?
I had Replacements at 8.
You had it too.
I had 7.
7.
Okay, so well.
Replacements at number 8 then?
Replacements, yeah, should probably roll in there.
Okay, now the rest of mine we didn't have, so let's go through. See, because some of these movies, my remaining movies, I've got The Sandlot at my number 3.
Okay.
So I don't know if anybody, did you both have He Got Game?
Nope.
Mm-mm. No.
Nope. Yeah, I think from 6 on out, which, yeah, my top 5 has made our top 10.
So, I would push for The Sandlot next because that's my number 3 movie, you know, okay. Just because it's so high up. Pickens, do you have anything that's higher?
Yeah, anything 5 and up that didn't make the list or something?
I don't remember the... No. No, never mind. That was all.
Unless you guys want to argue Days of Thunder versus The Sandlot.
Yeah, what was Days of Thunder
Days
for you?
Days of Thunder was 3.
3?
Yeah,
okay.
Days of Thunder was 3.
So it's Days of Thunder versus Sandlot now. But we had the Replacements in common. Well, we put the Replacements on there. We had D2 in common.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
here's what I would do, though.
We need two spots.
Since it's both of our number 3, let's do Days of Thunder next.
Okay.
And then Sandlot's number 10.
Yeah.
And then we just leave D2 off because I think D2 is a pretty good honorable mention.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So number 9, Days of Thunder?
Number 9, Days of Thunder. And then number 10 is The Sandlot.
So The Sandlot?
Yep.
That's what I thought. All right. Top 10 list is made.
All right. I'll just run through them here. Here's our top 10, the show's top 10 list. Which is just a combination of all 3 of our lists. At number 10, we've got The Sandlot. Number 9, Days of Thunder. Number 8, The Replacements. Number 7, Major League. Number 6, For the Love of the Game. Number 5, Remember the Titans. Number 4, White Men Can't Jump. Number 3, Field of Dreams. Number 2 is Rocky IV. And number 1 is the original Rocky.
That's a pretty good list.
That's a pretty decent list. So, what I want to say to, if you're listening to this right now, go over to, if you've got differing opinions on this, go over to our Facebook page. Let us know what your favorite sports movie we left off is, or comment a whole top 10 list.
Yeah. I feel like I'm forgetting something. I was all week trying to figure out what I was leaving off, but
so
I can't think.
If you're listening to this, go over to our Facebook page at Sunday Morning Smack Talk. Leave us a comment. We'll read them next week. If somebody gives us a top 10, Christ, if you give us a top 10 list, we'll read the whole damn thing next week.
Yeah, man. Go for it. Have fun with it.
So that's it for our top 10 sports movies. I think, Matt, if you've got
I've got some NFL stuff that's been going on this week we can go ahead and throw out there.
We're just going to throw it out really quick. Guys, next week is probably just going to be March Madness talk most of the time. So. We just decided right before we get into March Madness, we're just going to throw this top 10 sports list out here.
Yeah, so, we might do this more often too. It's kind of just a fun show.
Yeah, this is a top 10, you know, we can do top 10 outfielders, top 10 quarterbacks, top 10 whatever. But thanks to the top 10 show over at the Smojno Network for the idea. We're not trying to rip you off or anything. It's more of an homage. But we're going to get into our last segment here. It's Matt's Minute.
Jerry Jones has reimbursed the league $2 million for the legal fees of fighting Zeke's 6-game suspension. Michael Bennett has been traded to the Philadelphia Eagles. We talked about this last week. How the Seattle was breaking up.
A lot of Seahawks. The Seahawks are gone. Everybody's gone.
Yeah, they also, Richard Sherman was released and just recently picked up by the 49ers on a 3-year deal.
Going to play the Seahawks twice a year.
Yeah, so now you got
to
go.
There was rumors he was going to go to the Packers, but I think he went to the 49ers just so he could play just, the Seahawks twice a year.
I think Zeke, did you see where he sent a message to him on Twitter?
No.
He was like, come be a Cowboys, get another ring. I was like, that's a little early.
It's a little bold. That didn't happen. Legion of Boom's done, so it's apparently going to the Rams because Aqib Talib has been traded to the Rams for a 5th-round pick.
He's going
to
rip necklaces off all over LA.
And they've already added Marcus Peters from the Chiefs and Sam Shields of your Packers.
Sam Shields, good corner.
I don't know
why they got rid of him.
Yeah, I think he was your number one corner, wasn't he?
Yeah, at one point,
DeMarco Murray has been released by the Tennessee Titans, so that frees up Derrick Henry to take on the full load there as the number one back. Mike Evans agreed to a contract extension with the Bucs, 5 years, $82 million. Pretty big deal there.
Yeah.
This one, I'm going to go ahead and praise myself a little bit. The Toronto Raptors become the first team to clinch a playoff spot.
I did see that earlier this week, yep.
Followed by, any guesses?
The Warriors.
The Boston Celtics.
The Celtics. I
hit them, Pickens. That's your pick.
That's true.
I'm going to send a shout-out to Marshall Basketball, men's basketball. Conference USA Championship.
They're getting into the big show. So
that's the first time.
Since 87.
Yeah.
West Virginia lost to Kansas last night, but they're still going to be like a 4 seed.
They'll still get in pretty easily. We was talking about Texas basketball. I'm a Texas fan. They not looking so hot right now, but they did. I wrote this down just to rub it in. They signed the number 10 overall prospect in football, and he's the number one ranked athlete. So
they don't know what he's going to be.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's the number one athlete. When you played NCAA, I always went for the athletes. I don't know if y'all did.
It's true.
I always tried to recruit the athletes. But that's all I got. I wanted to send another shout out. The guys at Wrestling Rage always shouting us out.
Yep.
And treating us well. So they're growing. They're getting more and more guests every week.
Yeah, they got a lot of great guests on there. Yeah. I follow their Facebook page, listen to the podcast. A lot of great guests, and they're doing big things over there.
Yeah, so. I think they were talking about they might actually be able to pull off getting Eric Bischoff.
Wow.
Soon.
That'd be insane.
Yeah.
So, that'd be cool. Congrats to you guys over at Wrestling Rage. Check it out.
Chairshot Radio, thechairshotradio.com. That's them.
So, guys, that's it for us here today. This has been our top 10 sports movies list in the Sunday Morning Smack Talk podcast. You'll be able to find this on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podomatic. Also going to throw it up on YouTube. If you see the Facebook post, share it. Get the word out. We're trying to grow a little bit here. We've got a pretty, for what we thought this was going to be when we started it, we've got a decent little listener base now, I'd say. So, guys, just keep listening. And also, visit our Facebook. Tell us what your favorite sports movies are, or give us a whole top 10 list. We'll read it next week. Anyway, guys, till next time, peace.